In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, this reading from the Gospel should be familiar to all of us. It is, of course, St. Peter's profession of faith from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. It should be especially familiar to us here in the Diocese of Salt Lake City because it is one of the scripture quotes that is painted upon the walls of our cathedral. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus is asking his disciples, I think, the most important question that has ever been asked: who is Jesus? And so much depends upon having the right answer. People answer all sorts of wrong answers or partially true answers. Jesus is just a really good guy. Well, yeah, he's a really good guy, but he's not just a really good guy. He's a great teacher. Well, yes, he's a great teacher, but not just that. Some say John the Baptist with his head reattached. Well, that's just wrong. He's not John the Baptist. Elijah returned from heaven. No, he's not Elijah. He's not Jeremiah or one of the prophets. People had all sorts of answers to who Jesus is. They had them back then and they have them now. And so many of them are wrong. And then Jesus asked the apostles, but who do you say that I am? And St. Peter gives the right answer, not because St. Peter scored really high on his SATs, not because he is the best of the apostles, but because it has been revealed to him by God. And remember, faith doesn't come from us. It comes from on high. You are the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. And not just the Christ and the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Is God in the human flesh. And Jesus says in reply, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter. He gives him a new name. He'd been called this before, but now we know why he is being called this. Peter, rock. Now, some of our Protestant friends go to all sorts of convoluted things saying, well, that this is a little rock. No. They know very little about languages. You know, depending on how you're referring to someone, that you use a different case. So if you, for example, you would call, if it's just a rock itself, it could be a female case. And then if you call someone a rock, you'd use the male case. No, it's just a rock. You are the rock. Now, notice he didn't say, your confession of faith is the rock. Didn't say that, did he? Who did he said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against it. Netherworld has two meanings, one of which it means death. Death will not prevail against the church. So Peter's going to die. Dies on the Vatican Hill around the year 66. Crucified upside down. What happens? Does his office cease to exist? No. Linus becomes the Bishop of Rome and the successor of Peter, and so on down to Pope Francis. Had some good popes, had some not so good popes, but they're all popes. But it also means netherworld in terms of hell. The devil will not prevail against the church. The devil may pick off individual Christians, maybe even large groups of individual Christians, but the church as a whole will not fall into error. And he gives him authority. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And this is not saying that he gets to determine what we believe. You know, says, oh, we need a fourth person of the Blessed Trinity. Let's call him Bob. No, you can't do that. You can't say we need the sacrament of matrimony is a pain, so we're going to get rid of that and just have six sacraments. Now, the Pope is meant to guard the deposit of faith, neither add to it nor subtract from it. So today we celebrate the feast of the chair of Peter, symbolic of his authority over the church. And we remember to pray for our Pope. You know, whenever we have a Pope, some people really like him, others not so much. And this was true of John Paul II, true of Pope Benedict, true of Pope Francis. But we always pray for him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.